When I got there, I mean, I had no mental health problems or behaviour problems. I wasn't sexually promiscuous, you know, I wasn't any of those things. And yet I found myself placed in what I can only describe as a prison. And I got there at 4 o'clock one day, and by the next morning I was already being drugged. I hadn't done anything wrong apart from cry. It doesn't eradicate all the damage it's done to my life throughout, you know. It's damaged professional relationships with me, you know, who have prejudged me based on Kendall House. You know, it's damaged me, it's damaged my family. I've lost my family as a result of all of this, you know, and that's, out of all of it, that's the hardest thing that I have to cope with. I've lost my family, I've lost my friends, I've been totally isolated. I've become unemployable because people see the media stories and think I'm not employing her. It's a constant reminder. Every day when I wake up in pain, I sit there and think, Kendall House, I can't escape from it. I've had 30 years. I've had 30 years of being judged, condemned, lied about, you know, and that's a lot of damage to... For anybody, I don't think anybody can undo that damage.